This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. New airline flights are coming to Bozeman Yellowstone International Airport. United Airlines has added a new seasonal flight between Bozeman Yellowstone and Washington Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C. It's the first seasonal service between the Bozeman Airport and Dulles. Flights will begin December 21st and run through March 29th. The Bozeman Airport has also released its winter schedule with 7 airlines serving 20 destinations. JetBlue Airways is adding its premium JetBlue Mint service during weekend ski season with flights to Boston Logan International Airport and New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport. JetBlue Mint offers premium passengers lie-flat beds, 15-inch TV monitors, priority check-in, and free wireless service. The JetBlue Mint flights will start February 1st and run through March 30th and add to JetBlue's regular flights from Bozeman. Montana's Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy is facing criticism after 2 recordings have been made public in which Sheehy characterizes the Crow people as drunk in the morning and accused them of throwing beer cans at him in a parade. Sheehy is running against incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester. Sheehy's derogatory comments were reported first by Sharkusta News, the official publication of the Flathead Indian Reservation. Sheehy's first racist comments were recorded at an event in Shelby last November. 4 days later, Sheehy made similar remarks at an event in Hamilton. The audio from the Shelby event has Sheehy talking about ranching on Crow Reservation. Sheehy says, "I went to the Crow Reservation and their annual Crow Parade this year. I rope and brand with them every year, so it's a great way to bond with all the Indians being out there while they're drunk at 8 a.m. and you're roping together. Every one that you miss, you get a Coors Light on the side of your head." Sheehy then appears to make similar comments at the event in Hamilton. "I strapped on a Sheehy sign to a horse and rode through the Crow Parade, and if you know a tough crowd, that's it. They let you know if they like you or not. There's Coors Light cans flying by your head as you're riding by," Sheehy said. Native American tribes have expressed anger at Sheehy's comments, demanding apologies, but even that won't be enough to forgive the prejudice and racism against Native Americans, the tribes say. The Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council, a large organization that represents a number of tribes throughout the West, includes the Crow Nation. A Tribal Leaders Council representative said that comments like those Sheehy is heard making will take more than just an apology. The Montana American Indian Caucus, which consists of 3 state senators and 5 state representatives for Montana, condemned the remarks in a letter obtained by the Daily Montanan. "The Montana American Indian Caucus cannot express how let down we are by your remarks, where we can hear you disparaging the Crow Nation," the letter sent to Sheehy said. "Your words perpetuate the damaging and racist stereotype of the drunken Indian. This stereotype and others like it hurts our young people and contributes to limitations on their opportunities to succeed. It also highlights how important it is that we continue to provide Indian education for all to help end these kinds of anti-Indian prejudices in Montana. Your words are wrong, derogatory, and hurtful to the racial population that is fighting for equality and to improve their homeland," the Montana American Indian Caucus letter said. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.